in the headlines. A legal challenge to the suspensions of the DLP president and general secretary withdrawn from the High Court. More than 100 people to get jobs when a new Barbados-based regional ferry service commences operations in November. The Evening Edition, the latest. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening. Democratic Labour Party member Ricardo Williams has withdrawn his challenge in the High Court to the suspensions of the party's president, Dr. Ronnie Yearwood, and General Secretary Steve Blackett. The decision was made when the case returned to the law courts this morning before Chief Justice Leslie Haynes. Mr. Williams filed an application earlier this year to challenge the suspensions and sought to have Dr. Yearwood and Mr. Blackett return to their respective posts. Party members Andre Worrell and Pedro Shepherd have been serving as acting president and general secretary, respectively. The complainant's lawyer, Shamar Bavel, says there will be no more applications filed before the court on this matter.
Upon the instructions of the clerk, we've chosen to deal with the matter in a different way. So the matter was withdrawn from the attention of the court. So going forward, there will be no more applications filed before the court within that particular matter, and we will look to deal with the matter in another way.
Attorney-at-law Shamar Bavel. Attorney-at-law Neil Marshall, who represented the defendant, Andre Worrell, says the party will now seek to address the issues internally. The party's annual general conference is scheduled for next month.
The matter this morning was withdrawn from the purview of the courts, and the appropriate documentation relating to that withdrawal will be filed in due course shortly. There are no winners or losers in this entire episode, and if there are any winners, the winners would be, we expect to be, the people of Barbados, who can now resign themselves to the party itself addressing and dealing with the issues that they are expected to do as a mature political party. So going forward, and we know we have an annual general conference coming up, I think it's from the 23rd to the 25th of August, and that will give the party a renewed footing going forward.
Attorney at law Neil Marshall. Regional political consultant Hartley Henry believes withdrawal of the court challenge is a good decision.
The reality is that there's no court that could ever have settled the problems within the Democratic Labour Party. They need to be able to sit down as big men and women and resolve these issues. And as just as we saw in Washington over the last 2-3 days, when you put the interests of the party and the country first, then you find egos and greed and selfishness and what have you have to give way to what is in the best interest of the organization, what is in the best interest of the country.
Mr. Henry advises the DLP to commence a search for a leader who will command general support in and outside of the party.
I still think that the Democratic Labour Party lacks a leadership figure that the party can rally around. You need to identify the criteria you're seeking, what it is you're looking for in a political leader, what it is you're looking for in the leadership of the party. Go around the country, go around the region, go around the diaspora, and find someone who fits that mold and identify someone that you can then put in a position to rally around.
Regional political consultant Hartley Henry. The owners of overgrown and unkempt properties or lots are to be charged a penalty, which will be added to their land tax bill, along with the cost of any cleanup by the state. This will be under proposed new laws under consideration. This has been disclosed by Attorney General Dale Marshall, who tabled in the House of Assembly today amendments to the Health Services Act. The Attorney General noted that the previous act, passed in 1969, allowed for owners of such properties to be hauled before the courts, but he believes this is an outdated method that unnecessarily criminalized people. Such offences are now being decriminalized, and instead, property owners will be assessed a penalty with a daily fee for non-payment.
The existing arrangements are draconian when it comes to recovering the cost of doing work on lands. We are changing that to provide that the costs will be added to your land taxes and recoverable in the same way. So you get your land tax, you pay. If you don't pay, then penalties are entitled to it. We think that is a much fairer system than selling out the whole property just to recover the costs. Secondly, there are opportunities to mitigate any hardship because we are going to be implementing a system of appealing to a relief board.
Attorney General Dale Marshall, but opposition leader Ralph Thorne challenges government on the legality of adding such a penalty to land tax bills.
As a matter of law, I have reservations as to the legality of a proposal to add to a land tax bill. A land tax imposition is specific. It is called a land tax, and it is charged on the owner in relation to the value of that land. My question is, can the government legally add to a land tax bill a charge imposed for remediation? A remediation charge is not a land tax, and you cannot arbitrarily add it.
Opposition leader Ralph Thorne. The bill next goes before Parliament's Select Standing Committee on the Social Sector and the Environment for further consideration, with the committee to report back within 3 months. Over 100 people will be employed by the new Barbados-based regional ferry service, Connect Caribe, when it begins operations in a few months. This has been revealed by the chairman and CEO of the Pleon Group, Dr. Andre Thomas, during an interview with journalists on the sidelines of a stakeholder consultation at the Lloyd Erskine Sandiford Centre. The company will be hosting a job fair tomorrow.
We have a recruitment fair tomorrow. We have 450 people actually coming. We have already begun to interview people. Okay, and we're going to have to do this. I mean, there are positions within Barbados, lots of positions because it's the headquarters. But we also have to recruit across the region as well. The 450 that are coming are only from Barbados. So we have to recruit because we're going to have offices in all the various countries that we're going. In phase one, there are 185 jobs because of new partnerships that we're creating. So the new partnerships that we're creating would now allow us to go to about 21 different countries in phase one. Yes, there's been a big change.
They are setting up a Caribbean payment system.
So we actually have two solutions that are going to be shared that will seek to mitigate the problem of cross-border payment settlements in the region. Because, I mean, we can create the e-commerce platform, but if a man from St. Vincent that has his product cannot change his TT dollars that he's been paid with, it's a problem. You're actually going to see the first Carib dollar transaction being done actually going into a bank account. We're doing it here. That's going to have a foundation for this.
Dr. Andre Thomas, Chairman and CEO of the Pleon Group, the parent company of Connect Caribe. The executive directors of the International Monetary Fund, IMF, say St. Vincent and the Grenadines has achieved a robust economic recovery from recent compounded shocks. The Washington-based financial institution says the country's economy rebounded strongly in 2022-23 from the pandemic and 2021 volcanic eruptions, returning to pre-pandemic output levels. Top story, legal challenge to the suspensions of the DLP president and general secretary withdrawn from the High Court. That's the evening edition. I am Ronald Clark. Good evening.